The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Wrestling Night in Canada on the Shining Wizards Network with your hosts, Matt Copper, Dustin Maruka, and Snowy White.
The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Horns up, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rate of...
Whoa!
See, I have so much going on in my head.
That hasn't happened for a minute.
I think that counts. I'm going to have to buy you guys a beer.
You said Ray. Ray. Welcome to Ray.
There we go. Yeah. Welcome to another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruka.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Well, fine. It's the snow is finally thawing, or the ice is thawing here in Winnipeg. We're in the middle of March. This is St. Patrick's Day as we're speaking, actually.
St. Patrick's Day, exactly. Yeah. Or in Snowy's world, it's known as Thin Lizzy Day.
Thin Lizzy Day, there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Why that awesome intro there.
Okay.
No, that because
Becky Lynch Day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Demand
she's,
Day.
She's from Demand Ireland Day. Too, right?
Yeah. So is JD McDonough, but nobody ever talks about him.
And isn't Balor too?
Yeah, Finn Balor. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right on. See, I never connected.
Well, that's a great Irish pro wrestlers.
Yep.
There we go. Excellent. How is everyone doing here?
Oh, just I'm keeping on. It's been a busy week at my day job, but. You know, is what it is. You got to make the money to pay the bills. So we have the facilities to do things like this. You know,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. I guess so. Yeah. What's up with you, dude? What's going on?
Not much. I had an infected tooth root pulled out the other day. Oof. So I can't talk as much. And so if my mouth starts bleeding, you know why.
Okay. Well, cool. You just could have called. Instead of going through all the expensive dental work and all that, you should have just called me. I got a way of removing teeth.
Yeah, we got fishing line and doorknobs.
And doorknobs, yeah. Or you just say the wrong thing to me. And
Or I'm sure somebody owns a horse that you can piss off.
That's right.
It'll kick you like that one horse kicked Terry Funk in WCW.
So that's kind of, you know, life, excuse me, all kind of kicked in. And we wanted to do this like a week ago and all that. But, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
This and that and another thing.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
Your car broke down.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's another thing.
We live, and like for people out there who don't know, all three of us live in very different areas of town.
Oh, so, it's a hike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so used to the snowmobile now that. Like when it broke down, it's like, oh geez, how the hell am I going
to take a bus?
I know
the thought of taking the bus is just like so surreal now. It is.
Because I haven't taken a bus in over a year, but I haven't had a car in 30 years.
Yeah, but
leading up to it, so I was very bus savvy and all that. But it's like I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, especially with all the idiots on buses now.
As soon as you stop doing it, when you start again, you're just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she's up and running and all that. So, yeah, we're here now. We definitely got a lot to talk about. Before we jump into that, though, there's a couple birthdays that are happening today that I want to say happy birthday and give a shout out to. Starting with my son-in-law, Justin.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he turns 30 today.
Okay. Big 3-0.
No, he's older than my dad. He'd be about 32 now.
Oh, which,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, he's on the other side of 30. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
But
you don't know your son-in-law's birthday or his age?
No, because okay.
Come on.
Yeah, he would be about 32, 33.
Okay, around there. In the vicinity of 30.
Yeah. Early 30.
Yeah. And there's like there's way too many Ustins in my life.
Ustin, Dustins, Justins.
Yes, because we got this guy.
Yeah.
And I, in behind the scenes in with Radioactive Metal, one of the PR guys, he's a Dustin. Mm-hmm. I got my son-in-law. I have an old friend of mine from back in high school, actually just lives down the road from me now. His mm-hmm. name is Justin and all that. So it's
and,
like,
my, and my buddy who I was just telling you about, like, what, half an hour ago, Justin, who plays space on the new Atrophy album.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's a ton of Ustins in the scene as well, you know. So happy birthday to my Justin, and as well, happy birthday to Mr. Billy Pumpkins.
Really?
Yeah, the owner of the NWA and all that.
I wonder if he still thinks the world is a vampire.
He does. He does, because apparently he doesn't want the rest of the world to watch the show.
Mm.
Which doesn't want him to watch Power. And I've been vocal about that on NWA's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that's the thing to do.
Well, yeah, if you're unsatisfied with the product, let them know.
Right, right. And, you know, maybe they'll get their shit together. But then I get some guy answering, you know, my comment by saying, well, instead of crying about it, why don't you go and get VPN and do this and all that? No, I shouldn't have to jump through hoops for this. The onus is on that company to get their product to me as easy as possible. And the onus is on me as a consumer to show them
my disapproval. They're the ones who fucked up their TV deal.
Yeah.
Right.
But like...
I don't know if I totally buy that, though, with the whole cocaine thing and all that.
Mm.
I don't know if I totally buy that.
Yeah, but then you got every other wrestling promotion has like a deal with other networks in other countries. Like AEW's got TSN and WWE's got Sportsnet for the time being until they move to Netflix. And what else? TNA. Like, they're on game TV up here. So it's
that's weird.
Yeah. So,
but I guess if they Anthem owns game TV, I guess. So who knows?
I don't know. I truthfully do not know. I just know that's the channel that I get that TNA Impact is on. So
weird. I get it on the Fight Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. But so the NWA should probably, I don't know, maybe do a little negotiating with some other networks.
Yeah, or just put it back on YouTube. I'm sure there's a way. Okay, they want people to use the CW app.
Right.
It's only available in the US. So there has to be a way for the rest of the world to get it on YouTube and block. I know YouTube can do that, can block countries.
Yep.
You know, like, so that's what they should be doing. I shouldn't have to go and buy another fucking app
or
something.
Or work out a deal with, like, Amazon Prime or something. I don't
know. Right, right. Like, there's definitely something to do there. But, yeah, bottom line, that sucks. Snowy's pissed, and happy birthday to Billy Pumpkins.
Bottom line. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line, which wasn't yesterday. 316 day or yes. something yeah. like that.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday, yep. as we speak.
When I made that really stupid dad joke in the chat, where does Stone Cold sign his documents?
Oh, yeah, on the bottom line. Yeah.
What? Yeah, that, I wish that would die again. Jesus Christ.
No, when I first saw that and I saw your reply to it, like, I just read you, like, it just made, you sounded so confused. I didn't know if you were doing a Stone Cold reference or if you were just going, what? Like, what an odd thing to say.
It's not like Snowy to do a Stone Cold thing.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. That's it for our Wrestling Night in Canada house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Here, like I said, we have a lot to talk about and a rather unique turnbuckle talk, which, as I was trying to explain it to you guys, it kind of confused the hell out of you guys.
Oh, yeah, we did not understand it.
I still fucking don't.
Even as of an hour ago, I didn't understand it. So
Well, we'll get the ball rolling, dude, and you kind of play along and it'll hit you.
Or will we get the rock rolling? So to speak.
Yes, that's it. We'll rock and roll.
Yeah. And or roll.
Yes. I still quote that from The Simpsons.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But before we get into the fun stuff, because this is going to be a fun episode, maybe the last two episodes were fun to make, but they were had some pretty spirited conversations and all.
Yeah.
That, so,
well, with everything going on with Vinnie Mac, and
it's just
sensitive stuff. But Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm assuming we're going to be going into the dedications now. So
yes, that, yeah. Yes, at the top of the Hof.
For the first time in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So like I said, at the beginning of this episode, you heard, unfortunately, way too many dedications.
Yep.
You know, or way too many people like recently passed away. Like, I guess the first one. Okay, and the one that really jumps out for me was the loss of Ole Anderson.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for our younger listeners, Ole Anderson, he's definitely a territory guy.
Oh, for sure.
Throughout the NWA, he was a booker in the Georgia Federation, and then moved to Crockett after... Mid-Atlantic became World Championship Wrestling. You know, when Ole jumped on board. And along with Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, and Tully Blanchard formed the original Four Horsemen. That's probably Ole's claim to fame.
Now, well, I mean, he did do the voice of the Shockmaster, too. Let's not
forget. Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's
you want
right.
a piece of me? You want a piece?
That's right. That's right. Let us never forget.
But why Ole is a personal hero of mine, okay, when after the whole Black Saturday incident, our older listeners will understand all that, Vince McMahon basically said to Ole, we don't need to be competitors. Why don't you come work with me? Fuck you, Vince. One of the very few people, you know, ever since the national expansion that said that. About a year later, Vince and Ole crossed paths again. Okay. And Vince walked up with his wife, with Linda, and said, Ole, this is my wife, Linda. And Ole was like, fuck you and fuck your wife. And he stomped off. And it's like... Oh, yeah,
So that's where the Iron Sheik got that from.
Fuck you and fuck your wife.
That's probably it exactly.
Fucking a Hulk Hogan.
Fuck the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. For sure. So yeah, we definitely lost one of the all-time greats. But you know what? He was 80.
Well, yeah. It's like it still sucks that he passed away, but at least he is like it's not like as tragic as a young like I always
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, I always feel awkward wording it. It's like, yes, it's sad when anybody passes away.
Right.
But at least he didn't pass away when he was like 35.
Yeah.
Like, that's more tragic than an old person.
Like a car accident or even self-inflicted at that age.
Like, I was more sad about Bray Wyatt passing away than I was Terry Funk, if I'm being honest.
Right.
But like, not to say Terry Funk's death didn't suck, but...
It's for that very reason.
He'd already done everything he needed to do.
He lived a very full life.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt, his life was just...
He
don't want to say just starting.
He was a year younger than I am, which is, like, scary to me.
He had a lot
left.
He had a lot to go. Mm-hmm. It was kind of surprising, though, when I saw just a couple days later that Virgil had left us.
Yeah. I didn't really read into that. Did he have any, like... health problems, or was it just, or was it sudden?
Like it wasn't an accident. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't an OD or anything like that that you hear a lot about wrestlers. I think he just had some health problems that just kind of built over the years, and unfortunately, it finally came. You know, he finally succumbed to it. Which was actually too bad. He had such a great deal with the WWF back then, just playing Ted DiBiase's bodyguard. Because for those first couple of years, he was collecting a paycheck, and probably a rather nice one, because DiBiase was at the top of the card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and back then, before there was guaranteed contracts, the higher you up on the are up on the card, the more you make.
Of course.
So with DiBiase up there, and he's always in the, you know, in the main events and all that, he was definitely making a pretty penny for not really doing anything. Taking a bump match, you know, where he goes to interfere and Hogan punches him and
course, there were also like the underlying racist tones of a black man being a rich white man's servant. So
yeah, there was that. That definitely wasn't very surprising.
No.
Apparently, there was a thing too. Apparently, Virgil from the grave trolled them all.
Oh, how?
Apparently, when Virgil won the $1 million championship, he was 40.
Really? Oh, but did he? But did he lie about his age or something, or what?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
From what I read, anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's new on me.
Yeah, I'm not like I think I saw something briefly about that, like how he like how his age was like I think he like lied about his age, so someone thought he was born in a different year than than he actually was. Okay.
Why would he? Why would he have to lie? He was already of age when everything went down. That's bizarre.
I don't know. It's because Vince McMahon has his opinions about people's age and like how high they should be on the card.
Oh, okay. Maybe, he was young. He was pretending 40 to be 40-year-old
can't win a championship.
Yeah, yeah. Not when that the million-dollar belt.
When he wanted Macho Man to retire.
Yeah, well, yeah. Before Macho Man went to WCW, he was a commentator for WWE. When LA Knight came up to the main roster, he was fixed with that Max Dupree character.
Yep.
Where he wasn't wrestling, and then when Triple H took over creative, he went back to being LA Knight. So, and that's DDP, when he joined WWE after the demise of WCW, he fell down the card so fast.
Yep. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that was the dumbest thing and the most mishandling
Like for a guy who started wrestling professionally at 35 years old, which is pretty late to start wrestling,
right.
But then becoming a two-time WCW champion?
Yep.
Yeah. Before the company got bought out, and then he was fitted with that stalker gimmick.
Yeah,
then,
which was absolutely horrible. Yeah. That was the biggest waste of one of the biggest names in pro wrestling, because DDP got over so much.
Yeah, well, when he took that balaclava off in the middle of a WWF ring for the first time, the pop was huge.
Okay.
But then, yeah.
Where do you go after that?
No, well, he won the tag team titles with Canyon once, I think, and then he was European champion after the whole invasion angle wrapped up, and then he had that whole Positively Page gimmick he had that whole gimmick where he was just like smiling all the time, and they fitted him with Christian in an angle, and then
I don't even remember any of this.
Him and Christian feuded over the European Championship before they retired that thing, and then nothing really after that. So he got released, and then he started his whole yoga thing, as far as I know. So,
yeah. Okay, you know. That I remember, DDP yoga.
That's still going.
I guess that's still going. Yeah. And Virgil, he's like the name. That whole thing was a rib on Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
That's his. Virgil Runnels is Dusty Rhodes' real name.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's how they got the name Virgil. That's why when Mike Jones,
went to
WCW,
he was called Vincent.
He was called Vincent. Mm-hmm. It was the exact same thing.
Mm. Well, I knew about that one. I didn't know that Virgil was a dig at Dusty Rhodes.
It was. I did have the opportunity to meet Virgil.
Okay.
Okay, he was in town for one of the Comic-Cons.
Okay.
You know, and the Lonely Virgil thing, that's real.
Well, where he had no lineup?
When there's no one there to see him and all that. I saw Lonely Virgil, you know, face to face, like with my own eyes. I was actually going to use the facilities, and he was there. He was going in with me at the same time, and you know, I don't talk to people in the can.
No.
You know, I don't understand how people can do that. How two people can talk at the urinals.
Yeah, that makes
at the same time. I just don't like that.
If someone talks to me while I'm trying to take a piss, I can't take a piss. That's how my mind works.
Or I just go, then maybe they'll get the fucking hint.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, afterwards we were done at the same time, and we were walking back, and we just started chatting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really cool guy. When we got to the booth, you know, that's when he started.
He started selling me
all this shit. And I'm sorry, I'm just not interested in Virgil stuff. I just wasn't that big of a fan. But I'll never forget talking to him. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. And as well, one of the Vachons, the second Vachon, passed away, Paul the Butcher Vachon. He was mostly he would be known for his time in the AWA, tag team champions with the Mad Dog, you know, his brother. And maybe the younger fans would know that name. He was Luna Vachon's adopted father.
Right.
You know, once Luna's last, when Luna was just a wee one, her mother had passed away, and Vachon was platonic friends with her mother, and so he kind of adopted her. So that's, you got to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give him that. but yeah, the Butcher never quite got, you know, the level that his brother would go on to, you know, especially in the AWA, the old Mad Dog, that guy was, he was over like crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, here's some homework for everyone listening. Go find some old promos of the Mad Dog, you know, where he's got an upcoming cage match. So he's grinding the tomatoes through the cage. Jerry Blackwell, this is going to be you. He was definitely a character. Mm. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we want to give our condolences to everyone involved. That's too bad. That's the only thing that I don't like doing, you know, on these two shows, is just when we have to talk about this.
Yep. It's it's a responsibility.
yeah, that's actually a good way of putting it. Okay. Fun stuff.
Hmm. Not yet. Oh, one more.
Oh, okay.
You got one?
Okay. I got one too. A former, I don't really know much about this guy, but he was a former All Japan and New Japan tag champ, Yutaka Yoshi.
Oh, right.
March 10th in Japan, he had a match, and apparently he fell ill after it and then died in the hospital a few hours later.
Oof.
He was 50. Shit. Like
50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it related to the match?
Don't
or?
Know. Wow. He just fell ill after his match. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's either a hell of a coincidence or something happened in that match that triggered something going on in his body.
Yeah. Sorry. What was his name again?
Yutaka Yoshi.
Okay. Well, condolences as well to Yutaka Yoshi's friends, family, fans. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're done with this.
Yes.
You don't have anyone that we're forgetting
I don't know
about?
Anyone who died, no.
Good man.
I mean, I do, but not recently.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, we all know someone. So, fun stuff.
Yes.
Fun stuff, Mach 2. Here we go. WrestleMania's coming up fast.
Yep.
Okay.
3 weeks away, I think, as we speak.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty soon, yeah.
And so it's, you know, around this time, they start making the quote-unquote Hall of Fame inductees.
As, of course, is tradition.
Yeah. And, I thought maybe we'd go over the list because, you know what? Like, it seems like every other time I would be like, what? Why? Okay, I don't really think there's anyone on this list except maybe not quite yet, okay? That would be my only beef, but we have Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, the U.S. Express, and Muhammad Ali.
And Thunderbolt Patterson.
And Thunderbolt Patterson, thank you. Right, so that checks all of the boxes. Tag team, woman, celebrity, person of color.
Yeah.
That seems to be
That's the mandatory, pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, which, okay, yeah, I totally forgot.
Heyman is appropriate being that it is in Philadelphia, the home of ECW.
Right. Okay, I kind of get that now because when I just said, you know, maybe not yet, because he's still active, and I'm not big on the idea, being a sports fan, you know,
of active
an active player going into the Hall of Fame. This is that's dumb.
Well, they Ric Flair was put in the day before his last match with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay.
And then Rey Mysterio was put in last year.
Yep,
he's still going. Yeah.
Edge returned after he was like 10 years after the fact that he was put into the Hall of Fame because he was put into the Hall of Fame like a couple of years, a year or so after he retired.
Yep.
Because like it was at the time, it was assumed that he would never wrestle again. So they were like, well, let's put him in the Hall of Fame. But so he was an active WWE Hall of Famer when he returned in 2020. So
right.
Do you think they're going to put Bray in?
I don't know if it's going to be this year.
It's probably not this year. It looks like the docket's full.
Yeah, because like if they put him in and he didn't headline, that would be a little weird. It would be cool to see him go in the same year as his dad.
Yeah.
But
probably next year.
Yeah, like I'm assuming Heyman would have to headline.
Oh, Heyman has
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's been strongly hinted that the Dudley Boys are going to induct him, which I think is appropriate.
That makes
so,
sense. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, like the Dudley Boys hinted, or I think Bubba Ray hinted at that on his Twitter. He like posted a picture of him and D-Von and like the date of the Hall of Fame. It's like or it said Philly 3 or whatever the date of the Hall of Fame is, like 4.
The 5th.
Yeah, 4/5/24. I'm like, okay. And then
it'd be funny if they went, this is for the uncashed checks, and they powerbomb them through. One more time.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. But the pop that he's gonna get in Philly.
Oh yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah, like it's and his like. Well, Paul Heyman's probably one of the best speakers in all of wrestling, like hands down.
Right now, yes.
So his
active,
yeah, his speech is going to be so good. I am so looking forward to it.
I might actually have to watch that.
I wonder if Hillbilly Jim's still talking.
Oh, he's still going. Yeah.
Oh god, that was a chore to get through with that one. It's like told his entire life story in the. I think the Hall of Fame went like an hour longer than it was supposed to because of him. Because
he talked like 40 minutes.
Okay, I got to know. Did he say during when Hillbilly Jim was doing his thing, did he say the words Harley Davidson at all?
I didn't get that far in. So he literally went through like his entire career. He's like, and I went to this city and I met a man and that man's name was so and so. And I'm just like, I have no idea who that is.
I met this guy, Jim.
Yeah.
Something. I had lunch with him. He was a good guy.
Yeah. And I was just like, and I'm just like, bud, nobody knows who this is.
You
like,
tell the crowd after like 10 minutes, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, read the room, bud.
It's time to wrap it up. Well, okay.
Like, you're not that important. Like,
I ask about Harley Davidson because that was before going to the WWF. He had a biker gimmick.
Mm.
And I think it was Memphis.
Okay.
And yeah, he was called Harley Davidson.
What do you mean? I thought wasn't he a fan that Hulk Hogan just pulled out of the crowd?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Speaking of Bray Wyatt's dad.
Yep.
Okay. The US Express. They were two-time WWF
tag team
champions.
Champions of the world.
That's Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham.
The yep. Raw, wait.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, yeah. Okay. Which both men combined, Mike Rotundo and Mike Rotundo and Windham, or Barry Windham, yeah, because, of course, Bray Wyatt's real name was Windham Rotunda.
Windham Rotundo, yeah, because there aren't, isn't, who's married to what? How are they? Mike is married to Barry's sister
or
something like that. Yeah. So
they
obviously go back, and the whole reason, well, there's more reason than that. Like, mm-hmm. I think the US Express deserve it, is they were at the first WrestleMania.
Yeah. And I think it's cool that they're actually going in as a tag team instead of Mike just going in as IRS.
Right.
Because I thought that's what he was going to get.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's cool that how both of them are going in kind of
like, together.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like a tribute to Bray Wyatt himself with both men with his names. Like, mm-hmm.
Definitely. Now, at some point, when you mentioned IRS going in by himself, definitely, not just as IRS, but Mike Rotundo himself, you know, from his rookie years in the territories and then all his work in World Championship Wrestling, and you know, then
who was he after he was IRS and he went to WCW? He was in the NWO, and his name was Mr. Wall Street.
Michael Wall Street. One of the things I'll never forget about that, about Mike Rotundo, is Bobby Heenan. Okay, it was when he was in the WWF. And Bobby Heenan had said, yeah, IRS went to the University of Wall Street. Instantly, not even a second later, Jim Ross goes, Syracuse. It's like, holy fuck, Jim, turn it off. Okay, because he's so wired to college.
Yeah.
Sports and all that. So, come on, Jim.
Syracuse.
Holy shit.
Jim Ross always would bring up people's, like, football, like, their college football history. And, like, Jerry Lawler even commented, like, nobody cares about college football, JR. Yeah,
shut up, Jim. Yeah. No one gives a shit.
Yeah. Talk about what's going on in the ring.
That's right. So, yeah, definitely Mike Rotundo needs to go in by himself. And, of course, Barry Windham does, too.
Of course, yeah.
Just for, you know, member of the Horsemen. United States Tag Team Champion.
That's what they should
NWA.
Do next year. Have Barry induct Mike.
Mike
induct
Great
Barry.
Idea.
And then them both induct Bray.
Them both and Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. This isn't that hard, people.
No.
Yeah.
Like well, Triple H seems to be more in favor of fan service than Vince was. So that's nice to see. Mm-hmm. You know? it's almost like he pays attention to things and just goes, that's what people want. Cool. Good to know.
Why don't we do that? Yeah.
Like how DX is teaming together with R-Truth now.
Oh, yeah. You mean Regeneration X?
Yes. Yeah. With R-Truth, The Miz, Shawn Michaels, and Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Yep. That is pretty funny. And then how he went to NXT and he was talking to Shawn Michaels and called him Johnny Gargano. He's like, I see a lot of Shawn Michaels in you. And then Shawn Michaels is just looking at him like,
what the fuck?
Okay. Slowly closes the door.
Miz, what are you doing? You're on SmackDown, Truth. I'm Kevin Owens. Oh.
That man is a treasure.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot about R-Truth, those exact words.
Well, that man is a treasure.
Yeah, he's a national treasure.
Like Elimination Chamber, he flew to Austria.
Yeah, he went to Austria instead of Australia. My bad.
He was at the arena. Where is everybody?
Yeah, where
is
yeah.
I would have loved if that was his idea.
Oh,
Paul, fly me to Austria. It'll be funny.
or even like down to the whole Tom and Nick Mysterio.
Yeah.
Tom and Nick Mysterio.
Where's your brother Tom?
Yeah, it's like I've never met Nick, but
can't find them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Can't argue Thunderbolt Patterson. I don't know how familiar you guys are.
I'm not familiar at all.
But like during the territory days, there was a time he was probably one of the biggest names.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also trying to fight for equal pay between black and white people?
I'm sure.
Well, if he did, good for him.
Sure, yeah.
That's something I read.
Big
props.
For the time? For the time that he was around. Yeah, okay. Good for him.
He was over huge. I mean, like pretty much wherever he went and all that. Same thing, you can't argue Bull Nakano as well.
Oh, legend, yeah.
Like she's the prototype for a lot of Japanese women now. Mm-hmm. Or just kind of women in general.
That's a homework thing too. Search Bull Nakano.
Oh, okay.
Matches from the 90s.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I remember seeing her a couple of times during in the 90s.
Like,
her name popped up a few times, and I'm just like, oh, okay. Her name is Bull Nakano? Like, first name Bull, last name Nakano? What an odd name.
It definitely stood out. Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's like, sometimes when you hear a wrestler's name, you're just like, what? it was like Gorilla Monsoon. It's just like, yes, this man's name is Gorilla, and his mom and dad were Mr. and Mrs. Monsoon.
You named your kid Gorilla.
Yeah.
That's because when he was born, the husband You know, his dad was, oh my God, that's an ugly kid.
He's a gorilla.
Don't say that. He's beautiful. We'll call him Gorilla. But hey, I know. We're ragging on a dead guy here, but.
Well, we're not ragging on him.
It's with love. I couldn't imagine pro wrestling without Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, I know. Him and Bobby Heenan are one of the best commentary teams of all time.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And, okay, they finally got the celebrity wing right.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First WrestleMania, he was there.
Of course.
Okay. And he had that famous match in Japan versus Antonio Inoki.
Yes.
As well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So they got that right. So good on him. At least it's not Kid Rock.
Not Kid Rock or Ozzy Osbourne this year.
Why? Because he did Undertaker's theme.
And he also performed at WrestleMania 25.
Right.
Which was not the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania, because that's how numbers work. That was the 24th anniversary of WrestleMania.
So WrestleMania 40 is WrestleMania 39.
No, that's WrestleMania 40 was the 39th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Well, I have to get off the topic of Kid Rock. I can't talk about that.
Because yeah, let's
I'll
just not.
Go on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know me, and I'll definitely go on.
Ball with the ball.
you're gonna ball with the ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least it's not like him or Ozzy Osbourne, who only got it. What was Ozzy Osbourne's contribute to wrestling? He was like guest host.
WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, and he was also guest host of Raw once, I think.
Yeah,
right. During that era.
Because Kane came in the ring, and he was like, Sarah!
What's going on here, this big red man?
Well, two appearances.
That's okay.
Not bad.
Well, WrestleMania 2 is quite forgettable, so that's...
Ozzy definitely doesn't remember it.
Well, yeah, and like, it was probably one of the... It was an interesting idea on paper that was executed very poorly, in my opinion. Like, the whole three-city thing.
You're talking about Mania in general. I thought you were talking about the Bulldogs winning the title.
I was talking about he was at WrestleMania 2, so I was like,
and that was the year, that was when the Bulldogs won the title.
Okay, but I just meant like WrestleMania as a whole being in three different cities.
And yeah,
like,
they did that once.
Yeah, and there's a reason why they never
they
did it again.
They never did it again.
Because the people in attendance who have to watch everything else on screens, well, there's no wrestling going on in the arenas that they're in. Like, it's you paid how much to sit here and watch a third of or two-thirds of the show on each fucking screen.
Each venue had four matches
and they had to watch the rest of it on a screen in the arena. It's like cool, thanks.
And then everyone that weren't in those three cities all watched it on closed circuit on two big screens in their arena, like I did, It's probably one of the last times I gave Vince any money was
for WrestleMania 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was it. So we're happy with this list.
Yeah. I've got nothing bad to say about it. Being that Triple H seems to know how to put together a Hall of Fame class. So yeah, I'll give him props.
Right on.
He knows what's up.
Before this kind of gets a little too old, I wanted to speak on this.
Let me speak on this.
Oh, shit. See, you didn't know I was such a dope fly boy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what Conan says all the time, you know?
There we go. Yeah. There was kind of...
That's something I never thought I'd hear Snowy say.
Speak on... what, fly boy?
Yeah. I'm a dope fly boy.
I'm a dope fly boy.
Snowy, 2024.
That's right. Okay, there was an incident, and it's not really a big thing, but I really think that it blew out of proportion, so it became a big thing. But Maxine Dupri, got booed something fierce
at a house show,
and
I can't remember what city it was in, but like there was like fan footage of her leaving the arena, and like someone was just saying just horrible things to her, nobody wants you here. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm paraphrasing.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
to which her coworkers you know, replied on Twitter, you know, do better, lay off her, you know, she's learning as she goes and all that.
Not only her coworkers, but like women in AEW and TNA as well are backing her. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, okay. It brought up the question, were they right to boo and show their displeasure like that?
Well, there is, like, I guess there is the one side of the coin is that she's out there. She's like, she's brave enough to go out there in front of a crowd of people, basically learning on the job.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, there is also the argument there's a training facility for that.
Yes.
So
that was going to be my point.
Yeah.
Should she have been out there in the first place?
That's the argument. Yeah. It's I don't think she went, or she was in NXT for a little bit. I don't know how long she was there for. And then she got called up to the main roster as Maxine Dupree and was basically as the replacement because they were going to make Max Dupree back into LA Knight. So they kind of had to bring her in as her replacement. But then she ended up leaving the Maximum Male Models and then they ended up getting released from their contracts. So yeah, and then she got fitted with the Alpha Academy, which is basically like their whole gimmick is that it's like a wrestling school. So I don't know, in a way it kind of works cause she's learning, but
yeah,
at the same time. Yeah. I can see both sides of the coin. However,
well, also look at how bad Charlotte was when she started.
That's true. But she was in NXT and that's what that was for.
That's the idea of NXT. Personally, I don't even think NXT should be on national television.
I mean, they do a majority of their training now behind the scenes, like at the Performance Center. And then before they even put them on TV, they have the two NXT shows. They got like NXT proper and then they got NXT Level Up, which is essentially like NXT's version of Shotgun Saturday Nights or Main Event.
Right.
So,
But yeah, it's kind of the farm team.
More or less, yeah. It's like OVW and FCW never had nationally televised.
Not national. Yeah. They did have local, and Cornette ran OVW like its own entity and all that. And that's perfect because it gives those wrestlers the experience without showing that they suck on national television. So that's why I scratched my head about the whole NXT thing right from the start.
It's because it gained so much popularity on the network. Because it was so, like, back in 2017, it was the hottest thing going for WWE. So they're like, we'd be stupid not to bring this to national. So, but, yeah, we all know how that turned out. Then we got the unicorn vomit. Yeah. And then it went back to white and gold instead of black and gold. But it's still not a horrible product. But, like, back to Maxine Dupree, though.
Mm-hmm.
I get people's arguments that she's not that great. But at the same time, the language just isn't necessary. There's different ways to voice your opinion about it without resorting to defamation of character.
Yeah, if you do it like we're doing it, maybe she's not ready. Now, when you're in the arena, you can't go, I understand, you can't yell, you're just not ready to be in the ring.
Yeah.
You need more training at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly slide off.
Go back to the Performance Center.
I'm sure you'll do really good next year. I can't wait to see you then. But right now,
you're still pretty green.
you can't really do that.
Yeah.
So, and as like a sports fan, okay, I see that all the time. I personally don't believe, like, I especially see it in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When that the home team is losing, like it's 5-1, and they start booing, okay, it's kind of the same idea. Personally, I would never boo the home team, no matter how bad they're doing. And I sat in the stadium and watched our local baseball team get blown right out of the stadium in the light rain. They hadn't called the game. Our gold eyes were just getting destroyed.
At the same time, though, the NHL would never sign a rookie and have them learn on the job.
On the job, that's right. That's right.
The Winnipeg Jets would never sign someone like right out of like right out of college or something. Well, maybe they would to like on their developmental or whatever yeah. they call it. Yeah,
they would send
their
them farm, to the farm team. Yeah.
On their NXT.
On their NXT, yeah.
their NXT. Yeah, their NXT. But unless that player, like Connor Bedard, that name means nothing to you guys, but right out of junior playing for the Regina Pats, mm-hmm. he's in the NHL now, but he's one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think Maxine Dupree was one in a million.
No, she was a pretty face who got on TV because she was pretty.
Right.
And now she's learning how to wrestle while she's on national television. So.
And another argument is fans paid the money.
That's true.
You know, and what you do, you know, and we are now, we've allowed.
There's a fine line between voicing your opinion and being disrespectful, though.
Right.
Like.
Right. But how do you. Well, you can't. You can't police it. You can't monitor it.
No,
and all that, and like you've always had people, you know, saying you suck and all that. But back in the territory days, people would say that because, like, people would say that to Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah,
you know, one of the best mat workers going.
Yeah,
but they're saying it because.
He's a bad
guy.
I
don't like you.
He's a heel.
Yes.
Well, that's another thing. Like wrestling fans have evolved from like cheering and booing people because of their whether they're a face or a heel to whether they like just like them, like their character. Like
that's just one more thing to Snowy's hit list.
But in relation to that, what I just said, like even look at like what The Rock said a couple weeks ago when he was on SmackDown. The Rock is like playing heel now. And like, what does he say to Phoenix, Arizona? It's like brings up the stat that Phoenix, Arizona has the record for the most meth and crack use in the United States of America, and people are cheering. And right at the end of the promo, he just goes, "Go home and smoke some more crack," and everyone just starts cheering. And I'm like, "What?" Uh-huh.
And then in that same promo, Roman calls Seth Rollins a cross-dressing idiot.
Well, that was the week after.
Oh, that was the week after. Yeah. I thought it was the same night.
Wow.
And the fan, oh my God, everyone was pissed.
Yeah, and like even this past week on SmackDown.
Rock, two drugs. Yay, Roman. Seth, you're a cross-dressing idiot. Me.
Yeah, and even this past week on SmackDown when The Rock did another Rock concert. He's like, someone in the crowd said, "I love you." He goes, "Oh, The Rock loves you too. You're The Rock's type, drunk and horny." And I was like, "Ooh, okay, that's a little."
Isn't Rock getting some flack now from the network?
Well, from people backstage, like other wrestlers, because apparently he's the only one who's allowed to say things like this, whereas everybody else is told to keep it PG. But he's just getting away with it because he's The Rock. Because
he's the boss, That's what you got to remember. What Vince can have done whatever he wants, basically. Oh, he had people to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no one was going to fire Vince because he called someone a prick on the air like that one WWF broadcaster did. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He got fired for saying, that guy's a prick.
He called that one guy off air called, I think it was Brad Maddox, called everybody in the crowd cocky pricks. But it was off air.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah, he called them cocky pricks off air, but he still got fired for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy jeez.
And it's like, whereas Vince McMahon has said so many more worse things on air.
Remember what he called John Cena?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I was like, what did he? Oh, pretty. Yep.
when he did Booker T.
And then Booker T came by and was like, "Tell me he didn't just say that."
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, that was. Totally staged. Tiffany Stratton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's
you
a
have
girl.
My attention.
She has, yeah. yeah. Okay, she has to come back with better retorts from fans. Because I saw a TikTok video or Instagram video where she's leaving the ring. Some guy yells, "You suck." Okay. She responds by saying, "You suck." And then he goes, "No, you suck." And she turns and goes, "Yeah, suck my ass." Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of statement is that, girly? You know,
madam, that isn't. He was hoping you would say that.
yeah. I'm sorry, but you have to come up with something a little better than that because you just made the guy's millennial.
Yeah. Or just.
Did the guy yell back when and where?
Yeah.
I know. The video was cut off, but still. Like,
okay.
For the rest of his life, that guy is going to be bragging.
Yeah, that Tiffany Stratton told him to suck her ass. Like, cool. Yeah. Whatever.
There you go.
But it would be better off if she just didn't say anything.
Just don't say anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just walk away. Ignoring is the best way to troll people. Because like, you're not giving them what they want.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. Okay.
It drives them nuts.
Speaking about giving people what they want.
Okay.
And this,
you gotta give the people what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want. Yeah. AEW had some recent signings that, depending on who you are and your tastes, and you know,
some big
whether they're good or bad,
some rather expensive signings from what we got.
Yeah. First of all, we'd already talked about it on the show about where Kazuchika. Yeah, okay, I can't get these names.
Kazuchika Okada.
Okada, where Okada was going to sign on. I was stoked for that one match on TNA.
Yep.
But it's like, okay, is he going to go to the WWF? Is he going to go to AEW? I'm glad that he ended up in AEW.
Yeah, if he would have gone to the WWE, there was a chance that he could have still been Kazuchika Okada. But at the same time,
especially if Vince was in charge.
Oh, if Vince was in charge, it would be something stupid like the Ninja Master.
Yeah, he'd be fitted with a ninja gimmick, and his name would just be some other Japanese name.
Yeah, Jimmy
and
Suzuki.
And he would also lose to Omos 24 times in a row, like Tozawa has on house shows.
Yeah, and that and like, but at the same time, recently a lot of people who have come over to WWE from AEW, like Cody Rhodes, Jade Cargill, now Sean Spears, they've all retained their names and even their gimmicks for the most part.
Okay,
so,
yeah, you're right.
Andrade is Andrade El Idolo.
Yep.
Jade
hasn't even wrestled yet.
Well, she was at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But she's still Jade Cargill and not like Janna Freeland or whatever fucking random name generator that NXT has. Mm-hmm.
It's like the weed generator of new strains.
More or less, yeah.
How well do you think Okada's going to fare in AEW?
Well, he's already fitted with the Elite, so I think he'll do just fine.
Is that good or bad?
Well,
that...
I wasn't expecting him to turn heel upon his arrival, but like the fact that he basically replaced Kenny Omega in his own group when Kenny Omega is one of his greatest all-time rivals.
Mm-hmm.
When Kenny Omega comes back,
here's the thing.
That's it. Exactly.
Here's the thing for here too. They took Omega off the promo poster. Is it going to be a surprise return
for here?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tempting.
How long? When is
May,
the house?
May,
oh, no, it's,
May 1st.
It's Dynamite.
It's Dynamite.
May 1st. Yeah. Okay.
Dynamite and Rampage.
Well, nobody cares about Rampage.
They're showing Rampage right after Dynamite this week.
Oh yeah.
So I guess they're just showing the recording.
I don't know, but. I'm looking forward to Kenny returning and then feuding with
one more Kenny Okada feud.
With Okada.
I think
what they want.
I'm thinking we're gonna get Kenny versus Okada in London at Wembley this year.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
Could potentially headline.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is Tony Khan, you know, this are his real life action figures. He wants to do his own Omega Okada.
And he's paying $13 million for Okada for his 4-year contract, I think. I think that's what it was.
Okay, okay, so
isn't it
if it's
14.5 a year? No.
No, it's 4.5 a year for 4 years.
You think that's worth it?
Maybe.
You know.
I don't know. I guess time will tell, but like...
I mean, good for Okada.
Well, I mean, Okada's getting paid regardless.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... I guess we'll just see, because he's only been there for, what, 2 weeks?
Yep.
So,
yeah, it really hasn't been.
It's got to build. Like, next week, as we speak, or this coming Wednesday, he's taking on Eddie Kingston for the not Intercontinental Championship. And... that's my thing, okay?
I totally get it.
So, yeah, it's Okada versus Kingston for the Continental Crown Championship this Wednesday on Dynamite. Whether or not he wins, he might. I don't know if it's for all three belts or if it's just for the one belt, but I guess we'll see if he gets
crowned
a champion.
There's a fuck you to New Japan. It's just for the New Japan belt and he wins.
The New Japan Strong Championship? Oh. Well, I mean, if it's for all three belts.
Yeah, he's going to end up with it.
Yeah, he's going to end up with it. So he'll be Ring of Honor champion too. Yeah. And, but
I
have a feeling what this is all going to lead to is he's going to be Continental Crown champion. And the Young Bucks are going to win the tag team title tournament. And they're going to be like the stable running the whole thing. For like the biggest heel stable
in the
company.
So we're going main event mafia levels?
More or less, yeah. Only instead of main event mafia, it's more like millennial boss mafia.
Millennial bossia?
Yeah.
Right now, with the current state of professional wrestling, no one's moving the needle, okay?
So just do what you want.
Well,
see what works.
I don't think... Yeah.
Just
know,
tell people just enjoy wrestling and then you'll get called... Every name in the goddamn vicinity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the tribalists will find a way to tell you that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my point is, I don't know if anyone is worth $4 million a year right now.
Oh, wow.
Isn't Cena still getting three?
I don't know.
For what?
He's making movies, so he's getting paid for that.
Yeah,
but
he's there's...
He was on WWE TV in 2022. He was on WWE TV once.
Yep.
Yeah, and
if they want to give him $1 million for one appearance, well, then they're stupid.
Well, same with Brock Lesnar, got $500,000 per match and $500,000 per match and $100,000 per appearance.
Yep.
Yeah. They're dumb for that too.
Yeah. Well, he ain't getting paid anything now. So.
I'm totally ready for a Brockless wrestling.
But it sounds like he was good with his money, so he's fine.
Oh, like Lesnar? How do you spend $500,000 at one shot anywhere? Geez. Like
just farm equipment.
Like when he bought his farm, it was probably like that was back before stuff like that costed that much.
Yeah,
so
he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he already made millions in UFC before he even bought his farm. So never mind that. He made millions when he was in WWE before he was even in UFC. So.
And here's the thing now too. He's not a people person, so he's good.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who spends a lot of money.
No.
So
probably
he spends it smart.
Yeah.
He likes making it.
He spends it on Jack Daniels and cows.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. That could be a weird combination.
Okay, well.
Okay. But
get your mind out of the gutter.
You do you. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of ridiculous amounts of money, what's her face?
Sasha
Banks. No, formerly Sasha Banks.
Okay, Monet.
Mercedes Monet.
Mercedes Monet. Okay.
Mercedes Monet.
I understand signing her.
Yeah, but... you think $4 million a year is a lot?
Yeah.
Then we learned what she's making.
Do you really buy that it's $10 million a year?
I believe it. Tony Khan's not exactly smart with his money, so he proved that with Okada.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Because when I saw it was $10 million a year, I saw it from memes. Okay,
that's where we got the Okada thing too. So I don't know, like $10 million a year. I don't think she's worth that much.
No one is.
I know she's got big name value because she was she's headlined WrestleMania. She's been women's champion there, everybody knows her there as Sasha Banks. The average WWE fan isn't going to hear Mercedes Monet and go,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know who that is.
Watch AEW now because Sasha Banks is there.
Yeah.
And when they get there and it's like, it seems like a small thing, you know? Okay. So they changed her name. Big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal because when the WWF, and I've seen this ever since the national expansion, WWF owns the guy's name. He leaves. There's the 90-day no compete. They go to another federation under a different name, and he doesn't exist.
Yep.
You know, or he doesn't have half of the draw that he once had.
Or so they have some quasi. they would show up in TNA with some quasi-legal version of their WWE name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then that just looks Bush League.
Yeah. Well, that's that was basically TNA in the 2010s. Mm-hmm. What's Mr. Anderson doing in the Impact Zone? not as catchy, but
right.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised, the creators of Matrix didn't get on to TNA about that when think about it,
Yeah.
Cuz I'm sure that's kind of where they got it.
Well, his real name is Ken Anderson, Mr. Anderson was just a playoff of Mr. Kennedy. So,
Yeah.
So they had to play off his WWE gimmick because that's what TNA did back then. Mm-hmm. So,
at least they didn't try to convince us that Mr. Anderson was an Anderson. Mm-hmm. He's Arn Anderson's son or Ole's son.
Well, at least if this was TNA in 2010 or 2008. This would and Dolph Ziggler showed up there. He wouldn't go by Nick Nemeth. His name would be Zig Lundgren or something.
Yeah.
The Lundgren Zag.
Yeah.
And this is a little too early to judge because it was just her first appearance.
But it was in Boston.
She didn't do anything.
No,
she did
came
nothing for the ratings.
She came out, talked to the crowd. Yeah, and then at the end, she came out at the end of the night, and that's I don't want to rag on Rio and Willow Nightingale, but the only reason they headlined Dynamite was because Mercedes Moné came out at the very end.
To make her appearance at the end. And how they booked her was fine. It's the way I would have done it.
Yeah, it's very similar to when CM Punk debuted. Book a big venue in the city that they're from,
right.
Make hints. Maybe a little bit too obvious.
Have them chant the name and just zoom in on them.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, not to mention also at the earlier in the day, Mercedes Moné tweeted Boston on her Twitter. Just one word, BO$TON on her Twitter. Or sorry, her ex. And so that basically was the deadest of all dead giveaways.
Right. Do you think she could have actually popped a higher rating if they advertised her?
After she made that tweet, the remaining tickets at the TD Garden all sold out. So who knows? Maybe. But at the same time, the name, she doesn't have the name Sasha Banks anymore. So people wouldn't have caught on. Mm-hmm. Essentially, everybody who already knew was already watching. So, anyone who would have cared was already watching.
That's what the wrestling audience is these days.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
But.
And now she's not the boss anymore. She's the CEO.
CEO.
Which last time I checked in the hierarchy of business was above the EVPs. So does that mean she has more? She has more stroke than the Young Bucks.
Maybe.
That's why she's making $10 million a year.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. True enough.
Like I said, I'm not 110.
And is Tony still paying CM Punk? True.
I don't know.
Or did he pay him out in lump sums or what? In a lump sum or what?
I don't know.
He would have to pay out. If they fired him.
He's spending a lot of money.
Yeah. That's why. $10 million?
A year.
What was he paying Punk? Did that come out? I don't remember.
I think the lump sum came out to $9 million for his remaining time on the contract.
Yeah, and that was
going to
be multiple years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Sasha Banks is not worth more than CM Punk.
No.
In any league.
No.
At any time.
It's is she great in the ring? Yes. But is she worth that much money?
She has never cut any kind of promo close to what CM Punk could do.
No.
I know I'm not the biggest CM Punk fan in the world, but I'll call a fucking spade a spade when I see it.
Oh, yeah. The guy's fantastic.
Yeah. He's one of the best guys on the mic, ever. Mm-hmm. I will say. Even though, some of his promos nowadays are pretty cut and dry by the numbers. Sasha Banks never had a pipe bomb.
Can't go around punching people backstage.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Her the biggest thing she did, like, I guess, was walk out on the company with the tag team titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, right. And now Naomi's back.
Yep. So,
you know, and I guess she just found a better deal.
And Naomi was in the building.
Yeah, Naomi, Bailey, and Tamina were all at the TD Garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, I think that's pretty cool. Like, if this was the Monday Night War era and they found out somebody was somebody from the WWE was at Nitro.
Even if they weren't on TV.
Yeah.
I remember
still
there was
would've.
An episode of TNA where someone from WWE was in the crowd and that, they kept zooming in on him.
That was TNA's fault, though. Yeah. Like, TNA showed him and showed his name on the name bar on camera, and it was like, and then he got up and left.
Yeah.
Because he knew, like, oh, this that was like one of the Highlanders, I think.
Yeah, and then he got dog shit because of it.
Yeah, and then the Highlanders got jobbed out after that, and and then they got released shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But
I'm glad you guys mentioned CM Punk.
Okay.
I can't believe as we were preparing
we can't
episode,
get through an episode without talking about him. So
because apparently she's taking his shit from AEW and has moved it backstage to the WWF.
Because
wasn't
NXT.
There was an altercation with
Booker T.
With Booker T. What happened there? Like, just
I don't know. I think from what I understand, like Booker T. said something to him about how he didn't like how he took it upon himself to be a. He didn't appreciate how CM Punk took it upon himself to be a locker room leader when he was still fairly down in the hierarchy as far as like tenure went back in the day. So, like, CM Punk kind of took it upon himself to be like, hey, I'm the locker room leader. This is how things are going. Blah. He even did that back in the when he was in ECW. Or the WWE ECW.
Okay.
When he came over from Ring of Honor and he tried to act like he was, like, locker room leader. And then he got moved over to Raw. And apparently he had the same kind of attitude backstage where he, like, took it upon himself to be a leader when there was, like, guys who had been there for, like, decade or so longer than he had.
Right.
And they were just like, what the fuck is up with this guy? So, like,
who is this guy?
Yeah.
When he took that role backstage at AEW, that I get.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
he just went about it the wrong way.
Right. But
he was punching people backstage.
A little, that's one way to put it. But yeah, I guess Booker T kind of like wanted to talk to him about it. And like, well, CM Punk doesn't really do all that well with
people
discussions or people.
He doesn't really like people
or triceps. Yeah. But
yeah, I love fucking McIntyre ribbing him constantly. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, like that one video of him just like getting ready for his morning workout. And he just looks into the camera and goes, "Let's tear up some triceps," and then just starts doing the workout.
Wow.
So good. That shirt was great too.
Oh yeah. Or, like, even now, he's like, what did he say to him? He's like, or what did he say on TV? Like, people said after Drew had that minor injury at Elimination Chamber that he needs to sit out WrestleMania, and he goes, "Who do you think I am, CM Punk?"
It'll definitely probably be them at SummerSlam if Punk's good to go by then.
We'll see. Well, CM Punk's going to be on Raw in 2 weeks, or not tomorrow, but the week after, because it's in Chicago, so...
Of course.
You gotta have him on there. I mean, he can cut a promo with a torn tricep.
Yeah.
But that's what he's best at.
That was one of the problems that with WCW.
Mm-hmm.
They gave so much money to these guys, they would I hurt my ankle or I tore my arm tricep or whatever. So they would just sit at home.
Yeah, or even the deals they gave Scott Hall and Kevin Nash was that they were paid more than anyone in the company. If anybody else came in that got paid more than them, they would match their contract.
Yeah,
so.
And then Nash would get hurt again.
Yep.
You know, and instead of coming in every week, cutting promos, you know, doing whatever you can to do to help
and then
the
gave
company.
Them creative.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he just decided, no, I'm hurt. It was an excuse. I'm hurt. I'm gonna sit home and
I don't want
to. Yeah. Yeah. And that was one of the things. And this can be a whole turnbuckle talk.
Yeah.
What really destroyed WCW?
There's
a lot.
The AOL Time Warner creation, probably.
There's all sorts of things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Wrestle Talk just did a video on who really killed WCW. It's like a half hour video going through the history of WCW. So yeah. It's worth a watch. You know?
Okay. Right on.
I would recommend it.
GCW is always worth a watch.
Oh yeah,
we enjoy it.
We've
you know, the pay per views we've got together and had a
Ducky
couple
always brings and, yeah pays for those pay per views and brings them over and
yeah
you know, and for a little senseless what, violence.
Yeah, when they actually when GCW sticks to wrestling,
mm-hmm. okay, and not their outlaw mud show bullshit, with the, you know, but when they don't result to glass tubes and gusset plates, and
when it's real wrestling, GCW delivers. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to be really interesting seeing Shayna Baszler appear.
Yeah, like I got to give props to Triple H for like agreeing to that too,
right.
like for letting apparently not only her, apparently a couple or multiple. It said multiple contracted WWE superstars were going to be competing at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport.
Right. So, that was going to be what I was just about to ask Ducky. Okay, what show is that?
Yeah, like, it's Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. It's like their annual show where they it's not even real. It's basically MMA inside of a wrestling ring.
Yeah,
but
they take the ropes down.
Yeah, they take the ropes down and replace them with chains. You know?
No,
they know?
No, there's no ropes.
Oh, I thought they put chains up.
No, not for the Josh Barnett.
Oh, okay. I got something.
Okay, so it's not shoot fighting. Like, it's wrestling as we know it,
mm-hmm.
just in a different environment. And I imagine, is it that death crap or
no?
So it's scripted MMA,
basically.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still there's entertainment value to it.
Yeah,
but.
Oh, okay. Do you think maybe that's okay? Because Shayna Baszler was an MMA fighter, right?
Yep.
Was she in UFC?
I can't remember.
Or was she?
I think she might have been, because like, well, her and Ronda and Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke were the four horsewomen of were they the four horsewomen of MMA or of UFC? I don't remember.
I think MMA.
Okay. Well, maybe Shayna was in UFC. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Let me just bring up the old Google machine right here.
The old Google machine.
Yeah. But if they're doing it like this, more of an MMA style, that makes a lot of sense then.
Well, you know? I know last year...
Yeah, she was in UFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because last year's main event was Mox and Busick. And fuck.
Well, just, okay, well,
he took an elbow, because Mox doesn't wear elbow pads.
Okay.
So he took an elbow and just gushed.
Okay, see, that's John Moxley. That's good for him.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. For real wrestlers, I don't know how much this blood sport.
Who would they put Shayna against is the question.
Good one.
Slamovich, her and Masha?
In a real wrestling match, I think that would work. You know, I definitely don't want, because Slamovich is she's Jersey J champion. No.
She's Jersey JCW champion. She's Jersey Championship Wrestling champion.
Okay. Who's... Oh, Blake Christian.
Yeah.
Okay, no. For a sec there, I was thinking Slamovich was GCW champion.
She was.
And
Blake beat
that
for
would
it.
See, that would drive me crazy, though, if the WWF wrestler shows up first night, wins the title. That would drive me absolutely batshit crazy.
Shows up on SmackDown Friday with the belt.
Okay, that's good for her, and it's good promotion for GCW and all that. But when that happens, it makes GCW look weak.
That would be funny if they put her against Blake Christian, though.
And if having Baszler beat him,
but it's probably going to be Masha Slamovich.
I would be good with that.
Or Marina Shafir.
I would be good with that if it was, you know. If they keep it...
Because if it's her and Marina Shafir, they're probably just going to be like, fuck it, we're just going to go.
Yeah.
Because as of right now, Shayna's not on the WrestleMania card.
No.
So if she gets a busted nose, meh.
Yeah, that's true. But, but the report, the initial report also said that it was multiple contracted WWE stars. So who...
Because apparently the next one's going to be announced in like the next couple days.
I'm thinking Bobby Lashley. Who else in WWE right now that's contracted was an MMA fighter?
I'm also another good option would be Pete Dunne.
True.
Or Karrion Kross would be good.
Does he have MMA history? Is he a legit fighter?
I'm not sure, but I've seen some of his indie matches and he fucking throws.
Right, but this is supposed to be MMA. I can see him. I can see him dressed up and with the gloves and the shorts.
Yeah,
but
I just don't see a guy like the top tier guys, Bobby Lashley. You know, like I just don't see them going to GCW and then I don't. Okay, Shayna Baszler is fantastic,
mm-hmm.
but if she gets hurt. It's no never mind of the WWF. Okay.
Yeah, but Lashley's not really top tier right now.
No.
He doesn't have a WrestleMania match either at the time of recording. So.
No?
No.
Wow. That's actually kind of surprising.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Last year, maybe. Yeah. Would a guy who was top tier, you know,
mm-hmm.
even second tier and all that, would they want to go and play in the minors?
I don't know. Like,
but also why I'm thinking Pete Dunne is because of his strong style.
Yeah,
he can fucking take shit.
But can he fight, or is he just good at chain wrestling? Because like it's two different things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Hard okay, to say. Like have okay. We're kind of talking about two different things here. So
yeah.
is Bloodsport actual MMA or is it?
It's basically MMA.
But it's scripted.
Is it wrestling MMA?
Yeah.
It's still predetermined.
It's still good.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because like when Roddy Piper and Mr. T had a boxing match
at WrestleMania. Yeah.
you know, like that was, it was a boxing match, but it was booked. It was because I hate the word script, but
well, okay. it's still the same, and same with when Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey had their MMA rules match, and it was scripted, but it was like, I just hate when WWE does stuff like that when they have boxing matches.
Well, what if they
boxing
do,
rules or MMA rules?
Well, what if and they do this? Looks, Ronda okay. does indie bookings. What if they do Shayna Ronda?
Is she available? Is Rousey's not with the WWF?
Nope.
Hey?
No, she was on Ring of Honor most recently.
Okay, that could be a possibility.
Yeah,
especially get Shayna Ronda one more time.
Yeah,
but it would be good.
But not at SummerSlam.
Yeah,
or wherever the hell that match was
on a Thursday afternoon at like 2:00.
Yeah,
from a booking perspective, I don't know if I would want to put them together against one another.
Yeah.
You know, have Baszler against one of your people and
yeah,
Ronda
see,
against
I
one
Baszler
of your people.
I want to see Baszler and Slamovich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess well, the details will all be unfolded
well, yeah,
soon,
they'll all eventually.
Yeah.
I know one of the matches announced so far
we can jerk off in a basement all we want. But it's just what we need.
Well, we're already halfway. We're in a basement, so we're already halfway there.
Yeah. Like, I want to see Baszler and Rousey in GCW, but in a ring.
Uh-huh.
You know, not none of this Bloodsport.
Because one of the
crap.
Matches for Bloodsport so far is, well, Josh Barnett, duh. It's him and Morrison.
John Morrison?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like John Hannigan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So who is he, Johnny Bloodsport now?
Probably.
He's going to be Johnny Black Eye by the end of this.
Johnny Black Eye.
Probably, yeah. Yeah,
Josh Barnett versus Johnny Bloodsport, yeah.
Holy shit. I just pulled that out of my ass as a joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of his whole long-running gimmick.
The other matches announced so far are Minoru Suzuki versus Royce Isaacs.
Okay.
Timothy Thatcher versus Axel Tischer.
Oh, Timothy Thatcher.
And Nick Nemeth versus Mike Bailey.
Huh. Really?
In this...
Yeah.
Like
not in a real match. Like, within a ring.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. What the hell?
I would have loved to see Nick Nemeth versus Speedball Mike Bailey. Like, that would have been...
In a real ring?
Like, in a wrestling match? Yeah, in TNA, that would have been incredible. I mean,
Take my money.
It might still happen, but...
Eventually, yeah, but... before we kind of get on to tonight's turnbuckle talk, there is kind of just a quick couple more things. Okay, what's going on, Mike Tyson and Logan Paul?
No, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Yeah, he's Logan Paul's brother.
Brother, who's an actual boxer.
Oh, actual. Well, he's had boxing matches, but not against actual boxers, from what I understand.
I think the one boxer he actually, the one guy he actually fought was Anderson Silva.
Like the former UFC champion Anderson
Silva.
But of
course, he scripted it and won, so he could give Anderson a bunch of fucking cash.
He scripted it.
He beat Anderson Silva.
I'll be honest, I don't care enough about Jake Paul to actually look into any of this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but he beat Anderson the Spider
Silva. As soon as I heard that he was fighting Mike Tyson, I was like, oh, what?
Yeah. And the fact that it's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, holy jeez.
It's like,
I mean, I'll watch Tyson kick the shit out of Jake Paul for free.
Well,
I'm down.
Well, like, people are all like, oh, yeah, big tough guy, like, fighting a 60-year-old retired boxer. Yeah. But it's like, then I've been seeing footage of Mike Tyson training for this fight, and he's every bit as fast as he used to be.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah. And then you look at Jake Paul, and yeah, like, sure, he's won some boxing matches, but
I don't know.
I know his brother took really well to wrestling, but does that mean that Jake is going to be able to, like, legitimately take on a former heavyweight champion?
Yeah, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
When the last fight he did a month ago or less than that, he fought an Uber driver who's a part-time boxer. Like,
an Uber driver?
Yeah.
He tried to stiff him on the bill or something? So he punched
Jake
him up?
Probably just gave him a bunch of money and be like, look, I'm going to punch you in the face a few times.
Instead of giving you a tip, you want to fight me in a boxing match?
I'll give you $3 million.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess he would make more than the tip.
So I guess
you got to give it.
Yeah,
to
that $3 tip on that $30 ride.
I mean, hey, give me $3 million to get punched in the face. Fuck it, I'll do it.
There is no way that I would be paying for this fight.
No,
just the fact that it's on Netflix, and if I got nothing else going, like it would be on like a Saturday night or something.
No,
like,
but
fuck. Even if it's $10 to watch Tyson kick the shit out of Jake Paul,
I wouldn't pay money for it. I'm not giving Jake Paul. I'm already paying the money for Netflix. I'm not going to put in any extra for it.
Right.
Like I've never paid for like any of those when Disney Plus and Amazon would do those like pay $25 to rent this movie for 2 days before we can watch it on regular streaming. It's like, fuck all the way off.
I don't think so.
I'm not paying $25 to watch Godzilla versus King Kong. I'll wait a couple months. I know what's going to happen.
It's coming.
So much like Godzilla versus King Kong, it'll be cool to see, but I know what's going to happen, but I'm not paying extra for it.
That's right.
It'll be fun to watch, but I'm not paying anything extra than I already am.
We should get together for it, I think.
But for King Kong versus Godzilla, New Empire, fucking rights, we should.
Yeah.
for the movie.
Oh, you're talking about the boxing shit.
We could watch Mike Tyson kill Jake Paul.
not if something else is going on.
Yeah.
It'll be on demand or, you know, like it won't be just live and then that's it. It'll still be on the network.
I'm sure. Yeah. You'll still be able to watch it afterwards.
Yeah. Like at your leisure.
Yeah. But, like, the memes that have come out about this have been more entertaining than the actual match itself, I'm assuming, will be. Because they're, like, showing comparisons of what Mike Tyson was doing when he was 16 versus what Jake Paul was doing when he was 16.
Yeah. Saturday, July 20th.
Yeah, but...
Ooh, Saturday night.
I don't know.
If there's a show, sorry, Jake.
Sorry, Mr. Tyson.
Well, since we talked about that, we might as well mention that Logan Paul... WrestleMania match was mentioned on SmackDown the other night.
Well, yeah.
What is he doing?
He's defending the United States Championship. Yes, I forgot he was U.S. Champion, too. He's defending the United States Championship in a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. So...
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But now that it's a triple threat match means there's no disqualification, so that leaves room for him to knock both of them out with brass knuckles and retain the title, so I'm thinking there's going to be some...
There'll be some fuckery.
Some sort of
shenanigans. There's going to be some, chicanery.
Chicanery. Skullduggery. Shenanigans. Yeah.
What is everyone thinking about the sponsorship?
Oh, his Prime logo in the middle of the ring?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And here's why I bring this up to bug the shit
out
of you.
Just piss me off.
Yeah. Well,
I bought everybody a Prime.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Try.
Okay, this is...
Is this... The red, white, and blue one. This is the one that's in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. This is an audio show. Ducky has just pulled out
actual
actual Prime.
I have never actually tried Prime energy drink, so
holy shit.
Okay, we're not getting paid, so this, yeah, like our reactions are our own, our opinions are our own.
Yeah,
just want to preface that. So
yep,
this was bought with Dustin's own money.
I have tried this one before, so I'll let you guys go first.
It reminds me. Oh, it's called Ice Pop. It reminds me of those popsicles that you'd get back in the day with the red, white, and blue flavored ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh my god. I haven't had a energy drink since I almost had a heart attack.
It doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah.
It smells.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the Kool-Aid man to break through the wall. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I taste in this.
Yeah, it tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Hydration drink. Was on dehydrate. Okay.
Wow.
Naturally flavored. Does that mean it actually has... No. It can't. Oh, 20 calories. 10% coconut water.
Okay, that's okay, well, I can't drink this stuff. It tasted really good, but...
It doesn't
have a lot of sugar.
No, it doesn't.
No.
What about caffeine?
Calcium, cholesterol, vitamin A, vitamin E. 100% vitamin E, so it's good for your skin. Or is that vitamin D? I don't know. Vitamin B6 and vitamin B12.
Holy shit.
200% vitamin B12. I don't think there was any caffeine in this.
No.
No, it's gluten-free, caffeine-free. Yeah, at the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I can drink this.
Yeah, it's not an energy drink. It's a hydration drink. So I think
it's a Gatorade.
It's a hangover cure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought this energy.
I thought it was. I thought it was an energy drink too. Yeah. I thought Prime Energy. I thought it was called Prime Energy Drink.
Oh, okay. And when I was talking about a heart attack, Ducky, you'll remember this when we were.
This is a wrestling show. They're called cardiac events.
Right. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah.
I had a cardiac event off Rockstars.
Okay. Yeah. And I thought I was going to. Those days where we were going to shows and chasing Jack with Rockstar.
Jack and Monster.
Was it Monster?
It was Monster, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was the dumbest thing. One of the dumbest things I ever did. Because we had, that last night when we had done that, like, I was concerned. It's like, oh my god, I'm going to have a heart attack with this.
Oh, like, so. I still drink a Red Bull from time to time, but only the sugar-free ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, when I first had this, when I was in Montreal, I think it was when we were there for mess a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I went, fuck it, we're in a shop, I see one, I'm going to buy one. And we got back to the apartment, and I was like, if I like this, I'm going to be so fucking mad. And I took one sip, and I'm like, god damn it, these are good.
Okay, when did
just like when you saw Logan Paul wrestle for the first time, you're like, oh damn it, he's so fucking good.
Actually, no, he's actually
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Was that SmackDown where he pulled out the logo on the mat? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's on SmackDown because he's the United States champion, right, blah 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 blah.
Like,
but yeah,
that
so
left. Okay, the drink isn't.
It's not
leaving a sour taste in my mouth.
It's a little bit sour, but
that whole segment, I was going to watch SmackDown.
Obviously, it was done to get him heat as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And but to, like, Prime is obviously now, but they're a promotional.
Well, it's, you know, like, Prime is his energy, or his drink, his company, so.
He
the whole thing was that he claimed that he purchased mat space, but only for pay-per-views, not for week-to-week television.
Or if it's just for his match.
Maybe.
Because that just, yeah, that left a bad taste in my mouth. And I shut SmackDown off.
The thing that bothers me the most is that it's not symmetrical. It's like, it's like.
There were cans, too, but I grabbed these instead.
I know, but like, if they would have had the bottle facing upright, it wouldn't have looked so bad. But the fact that it's like this on the mat with the cap, like, on one side, it the look of it bothers me. And, like, I know there's arguments that New Japan's mat is just littered with advertisements. And, like, I guess boxing and MMA is too.
Mm-hmm.
But just though, I don't know. It's like WWE has been free of that pretty much its entire existence. Yep. They never even had a company logo in the middle of the ring, whereas AEW even had that at one point. WCW had that as well. Or didn't WCW used to have a Slim Jim logo in the middle of their mat or something?
Yeah.
Or their ring posts were Slim Jim logoed. Yeah.
You know, they worked a sweet deal with Slim Jim that they got Randy Savage for nothing.
Like Randy Savage got, or he brought the Slim Jim sponsorship with him when he went to WCW. Yep. So right.
Savage just wanted a place to say, hey, everyone, Slim Jim.
Step into a Slim Jim.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, actually, that stuff's not bad.
It's not horrible, but I still hate Logan Paul.
He's really not someone that...
Your drinks are as surprisingly good as your wrestling ability, but I still don't like you.
That's
my review of Prime Energy Drink.
And before we move on to tonight's turnbuckle talk, just recently at Revolution, it was too far back for us to go through it. You know, like we normally like to, but we would be remiss not to talk about Sting's last match. Okay, by now everyone has seen it. Everyone knows, you know,
everybody knows about it.
That happened and all that. Are you guys happy with it?
I was fine with it. Like, the rumors and innuendo say that he was the only one who didn't agree that he should have won his last match. He wanted to go out on his back, but Tony and the Young Bucks both said that they wanted it to be a happy ending to the pay-per-view for his last match.
Oh, okay.
So they wanted him to go out on top, having him vacate the tag team titles with Darby. And yeah, which is like good timing, I guess, because like Darby was supposed to go climb Mount Everest, but he ended up breaking his foot, so he can't even do that now.
Yeah.
In the match that was supposed to write him off television, he ended up breaking his foot.
So it actually all kind of worked out legit.
Yeah. So now they're holding the tag team title tournament, and if you look at the brackets for that, it's pretty obvious it's going to be the Young Bucks versus FTR in the finals.
Again.
Unless they pull a huge swerve and it ends up being Private Party versus Top Flight. But, you know.
Fear the Revolver.
Overall, like, Sting could not have had a one-on-one match with anybody, and that would have made it convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like for his entire AEW run, he's been in gimmick matches or tag team matches where weapons have been involved in some way or another.
Yeah,
so,
he's not... You know, he's not this thing that I remember.
He's jumped off of balconies through tables.
Yeah.
And we've yelled at him as if he could hear us.
That's still...
Sting!
What he did was still easier than putting together Broadway against, you know, Edge or something.
Like the Broadway style intro where he sat in the theater and you almost fell out of your chair. You rolled your eyes so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, that was funny.
Yeah, like I'm like,
yeah, it's like, and the fact that they couldn't use any of the footage from WCW, they could use pictures that were owned by other photographers.
Yep.
But no, obviously they couldn't use any WCW footage. They had some old, like, they had like some Japan footage and his AEW footage. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use his TNA footage because they got their thing going on with WWE. So,
Now, when they showed, like, I don't mark out a lot.
Yeah.
But when they showed him the Pro Wrestling Illustrated cover when he won the NWA World title.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I literally, well, you guys were there.
Yeah.
You heard me literally cheer out loud. That
was
fantastic.
But, like, when that thing started the theater, when you rolled your eyes back and almost fell out of the chair, Mason from the other end of the room just, I've never seen Snowy
roll his eyes so hard
in my life.
God. It was absolutely terrible, but they made up for it.
For the last time.
They made up for it when they said special guest ring announcer. Now, I was sitting back in the chair, you know, and all that. They said, like, special guest ring announcer. Boom. I was up, sitting up straight, literally moved up to the edge of my seat, mm-hmm. and then marked out when they announced Ricky Steamboat was out. It's like, yes.
Well, he was the special guest timekeeper. Timekeeper. Not ring announcer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping they were going to bring in Michael Buffer as a ring announcer.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah.
Because, like, the way he used to do prologues for matches to hype people up. Mm-hmm. It's like, tonight we celebrate the career of a man that has traveled the world over.
His first big break was here in Greensboro.
Yeah.
And now
tonight, his epic story comes to a conclusion.
Yeah. that actually would have been perfect.
It would have been. Or that, or have WCW's old ring announcer, which I think he was in.
Gary Michael Capetta?
No, David Crap. I can't remember.
David Crap.
I can't remember his name, but he was in TNA for like the first, like, or for the longest time. Yeah, I'm not blanking on his name, but whatever. Just Google it.
And then Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair being there was pretty cool. At least his match wasn't against Ric Flair. Yeah, that's all. Right. That's what I'm thankful
that
for.
That would have been brutal.
That would have been...
That's probably what Ric was fighting for a while.
Oh, of course he was, because he doesn't, like Ric Flair, it's like he died and forgot to fall down. Like, like, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
surprised
the
he even
way
got
of putting
I'm
it.
Like the fact that he even got in that ring to shield Sting from the Young Bucks, I was like...
Especially after...
Just go.
Especially after the spot where Sting went through the glass and he crawled through it.
Yeah. Well, never mind the spot where Sting went through the glass. What about when Darby went through the glass? And, like, people in the audience got hit with pieces of it. Like, granted, it was sugar glass, but still, like...
It's the tempered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The memes that came from Darby, from what Darby did.
Yeah.
Like, surprise he didn't break his foot from that. From that stunt, never mind whatever happened on Dynamite.
He did a front flip, and Jay White didn't fully catch him.
Yeah, okay. And then, but then this, he just jumped off of a ladder that was inside of a wrestling ring, through a pane of sugar glass that was propped up by steel chairs, and Nick Jackson just sort of walked out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the funniest meme that came out of that was like a still shot of him like going through the glass and it's just saying, "My back, the sugar does nothing."
That makes
sense.
But
he was bleeding good.
Oh, it looked like he had half of his back looked like he had a wing that was torn off. Like,
it
looked bad.
Brutal. That was brutal.
But kudos to Sting for agreeing to take a glass spot in his last match.
Yeah, well. And like, of course, he did the no sell after. Yeah, he went through a table and just like no sells it, and I'm just like, oh my god. But
it's as he's getting up, son of a bitch,
he's like, oh yeah, I'm sure he bathed in ice that night.
Oh yeah,
and then we had his sons, who I dubbed Stang and Stung.
Sting, Stang, Stung.
Sting, Stang, and Stung.
Yeah.
Coming out dressed as like Surfer Sting and Wolfpack Sting, respectively.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch.
When his one son came out dressed as like Surfer Sting, we all thought it was real Sting at first.
Yeah,
And I'm just like, nope, his hair's too full. Yeah, that's not him.
Part of our brains, that's what we wanted.
A little bit, you know? For him to dress up as old Surfer Sting. He was dressed up as this Prime energy drink, basically.
But
seeing Wolfpack Sting one last time was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And then not to mention him coming out to seek the live version of Seek and Destroy.
That was the third time I marked out.
Yeah, that nothing against his AEW music. It's great, but... Mm. I mean,
we needed that.
You're going to have music for your last match. It's got to be that.
It's got to be the live version from Woodstock 99, I think, of Seek and Destroy. Yeah.
Whichever was on the WCW album.
Pretty sure that was 99. Yeah, Woodstock 99.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can't use it's called Sting.
He's the man called Sting.
Because, you know, the WWF owns that name.
Yeah, and or his TNA theme, and anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm absolutely thrilled with a Vince McMahon-less wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of a Brock Lesnar-less wrestling. It's a Sting-less wrestling is going to be tough.
Yeah, Like growing up, Sting, like when I first got into wrestling was when he was the Crow Sting, even though he denies that that was ever an inspiration for it, but I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth when it in regards to that. But like when I first saw the Crow Sting growing up, I was just like, that's awesome. That's my guy. Like, he was my favorite in WCW. Stone Cold was my favorite in WWF when I first got into wrestling. So I was like, yes, I like this.
Yeah.
And then when the whole NWO thing came in, when he was like, when it was like speculated, oh, he's going to join one of the NWOs. Which one is he going to join? And when he joined the Wolfpack, I'm just like, so is his makeup going to be red and black now? And then he comes out with that. And I'm just like, oh, cool. And anybody who knows me knows that I love my red and black. As if you can see the chair I'm sitting in right now. And even there my bedding. I marked out hard when I saw him as Wolfpack Sting for the first time. And
have we done a Sting episode or Sting?
Oh, we must have. Talk? We must have at some point. We'll have to go through the archives and see. We got 70 episodes to go through. So,
which isn't a lot, but
it's still a fair chunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
just like I loved when his kid tweeted after. Don't disappoint your dad. Don't disappoint your dad. Don't disappoint your dad. Jumps.
Yeah, for non-trained wrestlers, they did Stinger Splashes all right.
Yeah,
well.
One of them jumped a little early, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
you got some height.
Again, they're not trained wrestlers, so.
Yeah, which.
Surprised his wig didn't come off.
kind of good on him. Like, do you ever, you think maybe his kid's like, okay, this is the life, like, well, everything my, seeing what dad went through with this wrestling thing, maybe I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, it's a much different world though than it was when he was coming up
into
the ranks.
I do love that meme that came out like immediately after that. You ever get so fucked up you start seeing triple?
I'm seeing triple here. Nine's things.
That's it. Oh, okay. Oh, geez. We had a lot to talk about, and we still got the turnbuckle talk because I think it's really relevant.
Yeah, but I just got to say, like, thank you, Sting, for an amazing...
For all the memories,
an amazing career. I'm glad I got to see your last match. So that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad you got to retire on your terms. I'm glad your last match wasn't taking a buckle bomb from Seth Rollins.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. But I'm glad you get to enjoy your retirement. It's well earned.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah. You go, boy. You go, boy. In the pro wrestling world, once again, The Rock.
Dwayne
Johnson. Yeah. He's all the talk. He's the top dog.
The Rock is the talk.
Yeah. He's everything to pro wrestling right
now. Yeah. He said it himself. Thanks to him, pro wrestling is cool again. And it's hard to really argue that. Like after the Netflix deal and him joining the board, I won't say ratings are up because TV ratings right now are about as meaningful as
star ratings
as Betamax,
or they're about as useless as Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, about as TV ratings nowadays are about as meaningful as coming soon to VHS and DVD.
Yeah,
or seven stars in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, The Rock is all the rage.
Yep.
And all that. So that kind of got me thinking. There are a lot of variations of The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not even the original Rock, okay?
In wrestling or just in pop culture?
In pro wrestling, okay. The original Rock was actually Ole Anderson. He was Rock Rogowski in the AWA.
Oh.
In the early 60s. It wasn't a name that lasted very long.
Okay.
You know, they needed another Anderson for Lars, you know, so, and Gene.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they brought Ole in. Yeah, you sort of look like, you kind of look like the other Andersons. And, okay, so we'll bring him on. And then, of course, Arn Anderson, who looked an awful lot like Gene. You know, they brought him in. And, of course, C.W. Anderson, in ECW, tried to make us think he was an Anderson and all that, but I don't think, and no one bought it.
No.
And it just kind of became a joke after that.
Yeah. You know, it was
So anyways, Rock is back all the rage.
For now, until WrestleMania, and then he'll go away again.
Yeah, yeah, you know, when there's
back to Hollywood
movie.
With you.
Yeah.
So we need to make another Fast and Furious movie. Off you go.
Yeah. Go on, go. Get.
Go on, get.
I'm up for another Black Adam movie. I don't care what anyone says about the DCEU. I'm enjoying it.
Isn't that being rebooted so the Black Adam movies are now, like...
Irrelevant.
Same with the Shazam movies.
If they... Like, yeah, okay.
Well, the fact that the Dwayne just wanted to fight Superman... Like, wanted Black Adam to fight Superman and not Shazam, who was his greatest opponent, kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like...
Right. Well, they were kind of building up to that at the end of Black Adam.
Yeah, I know. And even in the second...
At the end of Shazam.
In the second Shazam movie, yeah. But then it's just like, now we're just like, James Gunn wants to reboot the entire DC or DCEU. So it's like starting from scratch. He didn't like Henry Cavill as his Superman, so...
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
So I guess whatever, I don't know. There will be no shortage of action movies for The Rock to be a part of.
Right,
in the future,
that's basically what I'm saying. There is stuff post wrestling that Dwayne Johnson has done.
Yep.
That I would be good for with him continuing. Now that got me thinking about all the other different variations of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to rock.
Right. Okay. Now, and where does Dwayne The Rock Johnson fall within our variations of Rock? Okay, so I thought maybe what we can do is kind of sit down, we can share with us and our listeners our favorite Rocks, and it might be interesting to see where Mr. Johnson falls into that. So I'm just going to kind of throw it out to you guys. Your favorite Rock, right at the top of the list. What would be your favorite Rock?
Well, we are all big fans of the music rock and roll. Rock music.
Okay.
So that, like, just like, and rock is just like, I guess kind of a, in the same vein as heavy metal. It's like the predecessor to heavy metal. In a way. It is. Like,
yeah,
so,
it's heavy metal. Is I think of it as a subgenre of rock.
Yeah, blues was the predecessor to rock, and rock was the predecessor to heavy metal. They all have, like, very, very similar traits. So,
right.
Yeah, rock and roll will always have, like, and just using the word rock, they use that to sell things. Like,
right.
Yeah, like how... Like two of our radio stations, we got 92 City FM, which used to be classic rock, but now it's world class rock.
Right.
Still using the word rock. Mm-hmm. Or Power 97, Winnipeg's best rock.
Yeah. And then it's two
the best rock and the best new rock.
The best new rock, and then they play Enter Sandman.
Well.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, do they still do that? The best new rock. The best rock and the best new rock.
What about you? Do you got a favorite rock?
I don't know. This question's still fucking weird.
You still don't understand the topic.
I don't.
No.
Okay. Well, hang back. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Obviously, for me, rock and roll was going to be number one for me, but there are so many variations of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay. So I decided to hold off, and my number one, it's a tie. My former co-host, Rock Valiancourt, is my former co-host.
Shining Wizards alumni.
Shining Wizards. Yeah. Still, even though, like, I've never been in his presence. Okay.
But you know him.
I know
still,
him quite well. He's still, even though we don't do the show anymore.
Through the power of the internet.
He's still an amazing friend of mine.
Yep.
We still got to make plans to, when he's ever in Montreal again, to go.
To go, yeah. And we got to have him somehow work the techno mumbo jumbo on to have him with us through the Skype and through the magic of your studio. I definitely want to have him on. Like I said, it's tied.
Yeah.
My cohort at work, Okay. Her name is Angie.
Okay.
Been working beside her for 10 years now.
Okay.
Her last name is Rock.
Angela Rock?
Angela Rock. Okay. Now, tell me that's not a wrestler's name.
Yeah.
Except she has an E at the end of Rock.
So is it R-O-C-E or R-O-C-K-E?
R-O-C-K-E.
Rock-K.
Yeah. And yeah, she's got such a cool name and she just doesn't really know that.
Okay.
And just in case you guys were wondering, I already spoke to Angie. Rock, he's public.
Okay,
I spoke to her. I'm going to say your name on the air. Is that fine? Go nuts.
Well, like, it's kind of like how people, like, my name is a type of metal. That's right. Like, my recording studio is named out, like, is in relation to that, for those who don't know. It's like, I had someone in high school point that out to me, that it was like one of those you could see the light bulb turn on
right
above their heads. Like, your name's Copper and you listen to metal? It's like... Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's the way I planned it when I was born.
Yep.
Yeah. I meant to do that.
Yeah.
I listened to Shania Twain.
Yeah. All my ancestors from Ireland and Scotland.
Do you guys have another Rock?
How about the wrestling tag team, the Rockers?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that fit in here?
Okay. It does.
Does the Rock and Roll Express count?
Probably.
Because because I'm not using rock and roll, because I'm going to have other variations for it. Yes. Third on my list was the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay.
So yes, those are perfect examples.
What about the Rock and Sock Connection?
Okay. That involves Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
So.
That involves him himself. Yeah. But where on your list would that be? Would that be ahead of? Okay, well, you got to do this on the fly now because you didn't do your homework. Is the Rock and Sock Connection above Dwayne Johnson? Are you a bigger mark for the Rock and Sock Connection or a bigger mark for the Rock?
For Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Rock. Yeah. The Dwayne Johnson Rock.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't know exactly where that goes.
I will. The Rockers were one of my favorite tag teams.
Okay.
Day,
yeah. So. You know what? The Midnight Rockers were a favorite of mine in the old AWA as well.
Well, Shawn Michaels obviously went on to have that historic career after the tag team broke up. And like, technically they were tag team champions at one point, even though it wasn't officially recognized, because like in the match where they won the tag team titles, a rope broke.
Yeah, so, I thought that was the lamest thing
end up showing it on TV, and therefore just nullified the title change altogether.
Yeah.
So
I read about that in the Aftermag. Yeah. That's the only way I knew.
Yeah. And
I thought that was such bullshit.
Yeah, and Marty Jannetty, well, he's famous for different reasons.
Yeah.
sure, he won the Intercontinental title, but great matches for sure, but yeah, he's well known nowadays for different things other than his ability to wrestle in the ring. So
the foot,
yeah, that and also the Rockers had a one time reunion on Raw, like I think in 2006 maybe
6 or 7,
yeah, around there. I mean, it was cool, but they came out to their old music and it's just like, yeah, we forgot all about that time he threw him through the window.
When Marty tried to escape,
yeah. He tried to escape by jumping through the barbershop window.
I can't do this tag team anymore.
That's something that I would say just to irritate my wife.
I do that now watching wrestling with Grandma and Grandpa when someone cheats. I just go, but he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. Yeah, no, he didn't try to interfere. He was helping him into the ring.
He ran right into that steel chair.
That's right. What's he doing headbutting that chair?
He went to go say hi to that kid on the floor and accidentally tripped the dude on the apron.
Like he tried to stop him.
Like he was holding up this chair just to be like, look what I brought you to rest on. And then he just turned around and ran right into it.
Yeah. And it works. It drives Grandma nuts. Every time. You would think she would be on to me by now.
No, right? She looks at me and goes, Snowy, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yes, shut up. Yes. The height of my Rockers fandom was the Midnight Rockers in AWA for sure. I never even thought of that because I had Rock and Roll Express on my mind.
Uh-huh.
And so that's definitely a good one.
What about the old cartoon Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling Connection?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, that was one of the things that turned me off of.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know, and it's like, I was already thinking, once the national expansion happened and sports entertainment kicked in, I'm already thinking, okay, this is just fucking cartoons.
Yep.
And then they literally,
made a cartoon.
I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Holy jeez. So that's okay. So where does the Rock and Wrestling Connection cartoon, is that above or below the Rock?
Way below.
Way below.
Way some might even say rock bottom.
Rock
ball. Oh, that's actually well. That's,
if I had to throw a pun in there, that
it definitely works. It definitely works.
Yeah. Growing up in the 90s, I was a fan of the movie The Rock, starring Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Directed by Michael Bay.
That was good. That was for a shoot 'em up. That wasn't bad. Yeah, I kind of enjoyed that.
Yep.
Do Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 count?
I guess all the Rocky movies technically count.
Yeah, okay.
And it actually works because WrestleMania is in Philadelphia this year, so...
And that's where Rocky is from. Yep. Yeah.
It's an underdog town.
And they had
It's an underdog town, you know?
I haven't seen those movies in so long.
I watched the first four, and I think there is only one more after that.
I think there was a... Well, they started making it in the Creed movies.
The Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely need to see the first two again.
Yeah, and a lot of people forget that Rocky actually loses in the first one.
I know. So, yeah,
because it's not the dog town, you know.
That's right. Hey, yo,
Adrian.
So you kind of knew with a sequel they were going to book him to win.
Yeah. Well, I would hope.
Yeah. You don't want to be the underdog twice.
You can't really book a guy to lose. It's kind of like when they needed a story for the second Terminator movie. It's like, you can't make him a bad guy again.
No, that's true. that's definitely true. So Ducky, where would, the Rocky movies, above or below The Rock?
Above or below Dwayne?
Yeah. What do you like more, the Rocky movies or The Rock?
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. Let me throw another one out here. When I was a kid, I read the Sergeant Rock comic book.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Not even a little bit.
Okay. Sergeant Rock was a wartime, World War II comic book where, you had Nick Fury and the Howling Fury, or Captain America and the Howling Furies and all that. DC had Sergeant Rock.
Okay.
Where he just... He had him and his platoon, and they were fighting Nazis and all that. It was one of the few pop culture things that my dad enjoyed as well that we had in common. That and the Jonah Hex.
Comic book,
because my dad was a fan of Westerns and all that.
Right.
So whenever I would bring a Sergeant Rock comic home, I would read it and then give it to my dad to read and all that. And my dad would turn the page right back. And I was a comic book collector at the time, and it would drive me nuts, And now watching Corner Gas, you see Brett Butt at the beginning of the episodes, and he's a comic book guy, and you see him turn, the pages right back.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, that drives me nuts, too. Even more so now, and you're a horror film fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was a recent 6-issue miniseries that DC put out, Sergeant Rock versus the Legion of the Dead, where the Sarge and his buddies were fighting Nazi zombies that Hitler reanimated. I know it seems really campy and goofy, but it was a hell of a season.
Okay.
Or it was a hell of a series.
Series.
Yeah, and man... I don't know why there was never a Sergeant Rock movie.
Especially
in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because you had Platoon and Full Metal Jacket and Hamburger Hill. And the war movies were huge then.
Yeah.
The Sergeant Rock movie would have been amazing.
Yeah, I guess like maybe the comic sales compared to like that of Superman and Batman was not, it would pale in comparison, I imagine.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, but I yeah, guess the budget just wasn't there for.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, yeah, Sergeant Rock would kind of be next on my list. What do you guys got?
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything else like off the top of my head either. Like going into this thing completely blind as of an hour before we hit record. Because
when you showed up, we were like, Snowy, what the fuck is this rock?
I don't get it.
Are we talking about different like variations of the rock?
I thought initially
you
going
guys had to ask me some questions.
Yeah.
Well, it was how you worded it was confusing as shit.
Okay, like, that's why you had to ask me some questions.
At first, when you said different versions of or different variations of rock, I was like, so like all the rock's different gimmicks, are we ranking those? Like
Rocky Maivia, Nation of Domination rock,
Hollywood rock, Corporation rock.
That probably would have been a good one too. So maybe we should think about that.
And then
that
even on the group, you were
like,
no, different versions of rock. And like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
You just said the same thing.
Putting rock in quotations isn't helping me.
Okay, but that was the hint. Putting the rock in quotations says, okay, we're not just talking about, you know.
Well, I mean, our confusion made for an entertaining segment.
It's
making
for a hell of a segment here. So. Yes, yes. Okay, I'll throw another one out for you guys to maybe, you know, kind of get your shit together here.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying this new Women's Professional Hockey League.
Oh?
There's only 6 teams right now. It's very new. There's an original 6. They don't even have team names yet, like... You know, just
cities?
It's just Team Toronto, Team Ottawa, Team Montreal. Okay. Jocelyn LaRocque for Team Toronto has definitely been a bright spot for this fantastic new league, which I'm enjoying even more than the NHL.
Okay.
Okay, it's fresh. It's, you know, it's something that's a long time coming, and the girls are really showing their... skills. Mm-hmm. Could they compete in the NHL? Most of them, no. Okay, but on a level playing field.
Yeah, you can't say that, man. Well, you can't say that.
Well, it's it's too bad.
I know.
you don't get any. No one is more woke than me, but.
Insert keyboard warriors here.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you don't get props just for existing.
That's right. On the other hand, though, women's curling. Okay, a sport like curling, it's not divided by sexes. Okay, you have women's curling, you have men's. Okay, but a woman's curling team, like the world women's are going on right now. Team Canada is Rachel Homan in her rink out of Ontario. She is one of the best curlers in the world.
Right.
And I would put her up against any professional men's team at all. So there is definitely not, because it's not a physical sport. I've never seen a curling fight.
except for that one episode of The Simpsons.
Well,
so when a curling fight happens, it could be like, they predicted a curling fight.
Well, it was like on The Simpsons, it was a fight that spilled onto into a curling arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of Yankee doodles. Both of our viewers must be thrilled.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing about curling. It's a gentleman's sport. Mm-hmm. It's a gentle person's sport. In soccer, it's hockey, it's like, he shoots, he scores.
It's like I'll walk into the living room, and I'll sit down and grab my grandpa watching curling. I'll sit there for like half an hour, and I'll be like, I don't get it. And I'll just leave the room.
You hear people yelling, hurry hard, and you hear the rocks clack together, and then you just hear a bunch of people go.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah, you know. Whatever. When there's a really good play, you know, instead of goal.
It's the same in football.
That's a great shot.
Like football, I don't understand. I just see some people running, and then I hear a whistle, and I'm like, what happened?
they have to get that ball over there.
Yeah. You guys aren't sports people, so you're really not going to get it. I got to introduce you. If you guys are confused with football and curling.
I fucking go to Goldeye's games sometimes. I go to Bomber games.
I understand baseball
is simple enough.
Baseball is the easiest sport to understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nine innings, everyone gets a turn.
If football is curling.
Yeah. I used to work at our arena here and work the hockey games.
Okay,
all the
hockey,
time.
You should get. Being Which Canadian always, alone.
But I would always piss off the other teams because when I was security, where they would all come in, I'd be like, badges. And they'd be like, but we're part of the Bruins. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
badge. I need your ID.
I got
to
see
let
your
you
ID,
in.
Yeah.
And the coaches would come up and bitch at me after. I'm just like,
I'm not getting fired from my job because you guys are prima donnas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. basically. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, they need to show me their IDs before I come in. I don't give a shit who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. That's and they
egos.
Should respect that.
Egos well at play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, you don't know who I am?
Yeah.
It's like I could work a wrestling event here, and Randy Orton could walk in. I'll be like, nice to meet you, Mr. Randy Orton, sir.
I just need to see your ID.
I do need to see your laminate. Yeah. There's nothing.
I would do that to Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Like, so that's, yeah. Chris, big fan,
exactly.
ID.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know exactly. I heard this wicked story about, what's his name from the Tea Party? The singer. The guy who thinks he's Jim Morrison.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Johnny Bloodsport?
Yeah. He tried to get into some club, right? You know, just by, you know, who he is. And he was stopped at the door and said, oh, you're not on the list. Well, don't you know who I am? Yeah, that's how I know you're not on the list. Yeah. That's $10, please. And it's like, that's great. That's what... More of these egos need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ace Burpee tried to do that at a restaurant when my cousin was the hostess there one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like he even got behind the hostess stand and was like trying to be all funny, and then like my cousin like told him off and was like, hey, you can't be doing that. And he turns around and he just kind of just like does the whole thing like, okay, you know who I am, right? I do,
and I don't care.
And I know that you shouldn't be on my stage.
Yeah.
Ace Burpee to everyone outside of Winnipeg. He's
radio,
a local DJ.
Radio DJ, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which, as we found out, as we know, DJs don't mean shit.
Yep.
You know, unless maybe you're like Howard Manshine here in the...
Well, look what happened to fucking, what's this, Wheeler. Look what happened to him. just because people know who we are.
They're all
expendable. Doesn't mean you can get it. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can get away with it.
Yeah. Well, here in Winnipeg, okay, and I just watched her play for Team Canada at the National Scotties Tournament mm-hmm. for women's curling. Kelsey LaRocque
mm-hmm.
was on Kate Cameron's team. So I kind of put these two together as a pick, Jocelyn, you know, Rock and mm-hmm. Kelsey LaRocque and all that. So that's kind of my... There's a lot of rocks that I have before Dwayne.
There is. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys kind of.
I'm tapped. I've hit rock bottom as far as my choice.
Okay. I'm trying
to Google shit and I can't find nothing.
Yeah. I got one more before I get to Dwayne.
Okay.
Ole Anderson was the original rock.
You already said that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a second rock.
Oh, swerve.
The Magnificent Morocco.
Morocco.
Okay. That's a stretch.
Okay. He was.
That's a stretch.
For many, many years, even in the WWF, even after the national expansion, he was the Magnificent Morocco.
Okay.
Okay. At some point, they switched his name to Don the Rock.
Oh.
Morocco.
I see.
Okay. And I swear.
Double Rock.
I swear they did that to fuck with Ole Anderson.
The Rock Morocco.
Because, like we said, he was Rock Rogowski.
Right.
And all that. So I swear Vince just did that to fuck with Ole, calling him, you know, the Don the Rock Morocco and all that, which it worked.
Yeah.
It worked because, like, the guy was a bull.
Yep.
More homework. Find old,
Brahma bull.
Stuff on, he definitely fit the rock. So Don the Rock Morocco. And then comes Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. Well, where would you put his dad?
Yeah.
Rocky Johnson.
Ah, jeez.
I'm not familiar. I'm not really familiar with Rocky Johnson's line, body of work.
You know what? Yeah. I've enjoyed enough of the Rocks of Dwayne Johnson's movies.
Yeah.
And all that to put him over dad.
Yeah.
What about his grandfather?
I have really
and we can go on.
Yeah,
and
Chief Peter Maivia, I don't really have an opinion about. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And one of the things I'll never forget, speaking about The Rock and his dad, did you guys ever watch that '70s show?
Yep. When The Rock and that one episode with Ken Shamrock and The Rock
when they went to the wrestling matches.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And The Rock played his dad.
And one of these days, I'm going to have a son.
he's going to be the most electrifying man.
And I'm like, oh my God, stroke that fucking ego some more because this whole segment is just you putting yourself over on a TV show.
And the fact that he said the most electrifying man in sports entertainment before that was even a term.
Wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh God. Oh, I really enjoyed the episode.
Up until that point.
And even like after that, it's just that one segment kind of gnawed at me.
Yeah. Or when Ken Shamrock, I laughed at Ken Shamrock when like before, like when Red was giving him shit and he just like stands up and goes, I give and I give and I give.
just get in there. You know? And that was, you know, when Eric's dad, Red Foreman, he got converted into being a wrestling fan.
Really?
You know, well,
for
the purposes of that one episode. And I've often said, okay, many times throughout my existence, a non-wrestling fan is someone that's never seen it right here. Face to face, up close, like they did on the show and like we see it in indies and all that. Seeing it in the nosebleeds, you know, at Dynamite or Raw and all that, isn't going to give you the same feeling as it is, you know, when you're front row. You know, when the division, the thing that separates the audience from the ring is a rope, a literal rope. You know, and I've been to indie shows when there was nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
you just kind of had to stand back.
Yeah, it just didn't, you know, and I like that. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is where I kind of bottom out. I'm going to throw.
You rock bottom out.
I'm going to, this is my rock bottom.
He didn't kick out at three.
No, that's kind of it.
Okay.
Do we have anything else? Because I think it's just about time to bring this crazy train into the station. How can people get a hold of us?
Well, they can get a hold of us on Facebook at facebook.com/WrestlingNightInCanada or on Instagram at WrestlingNightInCanada.
And once again, Wrestling Night in Canada are proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. If you're checking us out on some sort of other podcast aggravator.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, you're gonna want to go to that to our network. Check out all of the great shows there. It's predominantly pro wrestling, but there are a number of great shows that cover pop culture and various other topics. Particularly our sister show, Radioactive Metal. If you haven't had enough of your cool Uncle Snowy by now, go over there. I sit down and we talk all things heavy metal with
heavy metal.
Yeah, that's what my brother used to call it when I was growing up. How can you listen to that heavy metal stuff and all that? And we have a really good time there. We record Monday nights. It gets put out Friday morning, but you know, I sit down, we tip the elbow, and we turn it into Saturday night. It's always a really good time. In the meantime and in between time, thank you, Ed Whalen. That's it. This has been another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruka.
Signing off.
And we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.